And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I'm in number one of the it's hot in the studio, Boomer. What the heck, man?
It's so hot in here.
I'm just sitting here getting mad because I'm hot.
I know.
It's December. Why I just had to go out there and
chilly and feeling good.
The thermostat was set on heat, which would not seem unreasonable by the calendar, but it's like 74 degrees in here, and the heat was on.
I think it's actually hotter in the studio.
There's a lot
74.
There's a lot of hot air in the studio.
There's a lot of hot air in the studio.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna try not to get angry and hot. All right. I got some textures on the line, by the way. We're talking about merit-based hiring. John from Huntsville says, if I was hiring somebody for a job, the first two questions I would ask is, can you define what a man is and can you define what a woman is? If they say no, they cannot, then I've got one word for them. Next. So there's that one. Frank from Huntsville, he also texted in and says, if equality is what it's wanted, then race and gender shouldn't even be asked about on an application. Okay, I'm good with that. I get it. And let me make sure you're clear, too, everybody. I mean, you're allowed to have, the law calls them BFOQs, bona fide occupational qualifications, things that, you know, might actually seem discriminatory, but they're necessary to the job. For instance, in the military, you're required to be able to pass a PT test, right? Physical training test. To be a fireman, you may have to be required to climb a ladder and to be able to carry the equivalent of a, I don't know, I forgot what the standards were, but like a 75-pound roll of hose up a ladder. There's different things that come into play, and they're called bona fide occupational qualifications. Well, those things I decided, someone who is wheelchair-bound may not be able to do those things just by their very nature, but they're still a bona fide occupational qualification. Maybe literacy could be one. If you're being hired to be an editor, you have to be able to read and write and you know, pass a proficiency test potentially. All these things come into play. What never should come into play are the things that have already been bound by the law and protected. Things like discrimination related to pregnancy or gender or religion. And so that being said, and handicaps. So that being said, and even in a handicap situation, if someone says I was not discriminated against because they could not do what's called a reasonable accommodation, that's the standard. In other words, they don't have to build an elevator into a building they don't own in order to get you upstairs if it's outside of their control, it's not reasonable for them to do so. So that kind of thing can come into play too. But that's not what we're talking about. Everything I just mentioned there was reasonable and should be expected in a civil society. What I'm talking about right now is the left's view that everything is related to race or gender identity. And oh, by the way, the one that I'm going to read to you in just a minute is maybe your racial identity. What? Yes. How about this? Here's this first story I've got. This is kind of what kicked me off in my preparation for the show. Fox News, December 14th, that'd be yesterday. Pelosi told Obama that Dems lost the House in 2010 because white men got in a mood when they don't have jobs. What? That's it. Nobody else was mad in the world. It was just the white guys that lost their jobs, and that's what happens. So, yeah, faced with catastrophic losses in the 2010 midterms, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told then-President Barack Obama that Democrats were pulverized at the ballot box because of the white male thing, a new documentary reveals. By the way, the documentary was created for her by her daughter, Alexandria Pelosi. Yeah, isn't that special? So, anyway, the phone call went on November 2nd. Hello, Mr. President. Not a good night after the elections. And the documentary was being filmed, yada, yada. It talks about the fact that all these things had happened in the elections. They lost badly. And on the phone, with Obama, Pelosi told him that Democrats shouldn't consider their wipeout as a referendum on his health care reform. Oh, Obamacare? That had nothing to do with it? She blamed white males upset with high unemployment rates for Democratic losses. Her words, the white male thing, you know, just a dominant thing. When they don't have a job, they get in a mood. And so we'll have to make some decisions in our caucus about how we go forward. I read that to you not because that was a hiring process, but to show you the kind of mindset that we're dealing with. When everything can be excused, justified, or otherwise allowed because of questions related to race or intersectionalities they create, what the heck? How do we adjust to that? How do we deal with that? Well, it's so rampant right now. I mean, how many times have we heard DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion? Everybody, every school board, every university, every major manufacturer, they've all got their DEI office. They've always got their inclusion officer. We even had last year, I focused on the show, I forgot about it to just a second, U.S. SOCOM, Special Operations Command, hired their first ever diversity and inclusion officer. What the frick? How about this? If you're qualified to be a Green Beret, a Ranger, an Air Force para-jumper, pararescue jumper, or a Navy SEAL, maybe that's what it matters. Diversity, equity, inclusion. How do we do that when there are bona fide occupational qualifications that are so intense? Story here from an organization called Tech Target. Featured article on a DEI firm. See, this is how the industry is trending the hiring processes, because right now, here's just one of many. Diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts have become a priority in many companies, and so have investments in platforms facilitating DEI efforts. One firm called Power to Fly just received $30 million in funding. By the way, this story is dated October of this year. $30 million in funding for its recruiting and retention platform, which connects employers to women and underrepresented groups. What that tells me is this. The hiring processes in this nation have become so hyper-focused on intersectionalities and non-merit-based hiring that companies are standing up, getting huge infusions of capital just to help push people your way that may or may not otherwise qualify, but they certainly meet those check-the-box standards that you need to show that you're a diverse organization. Other recent funding announcements include $25 million in May of this year to Matheson Technologies, which makes an end-to-end DEI hiring and retention platform. $3.5 million that same month to Included Software, which provides an enterprise DEI system based in Redmond, Washington. Okay, merit-based hiring. How do we do that when you have things like what I'm about to read to you and they get away with it? Story on Fox News yesterday. Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. Boomer, strap on, man. You ready? All right, you ready? Headline. Oh, you bracing?
I'm bracing.
Okay.
I'm bracing. I'm ready.
You're truly bracing. You're like,
actually
you're holding on to the desk.
To the desk.
Canadian University. I think the camera needs to be on you, too, so they can see your face right now. Canadian University says economics professor position is only open to applicants who self-identify as black.
The only applicants have to self-identify as black.
Self-identify as black.
So if I walked in there, I mean, if you're looking on the camera, I'm a white boy. If I walk in there and say I self-identify as black.
Yeah. Yes. Apparently that's a qualifier.
Wow.
Now, I got questions. Do you remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, do you remember Rachel Dolezal? Rachel Dolezal. Okay, she made waves, I'm trying to think when it was, like in the last few years. Rachel Dolezal was this white chick out in Washington State, I believe she's in Seattle, I think, I'm not positive. But she wanted to be black, and so she had literally been posing as a black woman for years. Look her up, Rachel Dolezal, Dolezal. Rachel Dolezal. She had her hair treated. She had her skin treated. And she created this fabricated story about her own background. And she is not black at all. She's a white woman. She had been identifying as black. And she even got a job with the NAACP until someone exposed her. I think it was her own family. I think her sister outed her and said, yeah, my sister ain't black. Oh, there's a picture of her.
Wait.
That's her.
That's
yes,
her.
That's a before and after.
Y'all got to look this up.
So she lost her job. So a few years ago, you couldn't work for the NAACP and identify as black because that was unacceptable. Now we've got, and by the way, it is a Canadian university, so there's some reason to believe that at least this is north of the border for the moment. Fox News reports as of yesterday, Canadian University is accepting applicants who self-identify as black for a tenure-track teaching position in economics. Toronto Metropolitan University posted the job listing for a tenure-track position in applied microeconomics or economics on November 21st of this year and stated on its website, the school is committed to addressing the underrepresentation of the black faculty. Successful candidates will self-identify as black of African descent and will demonstrate strong potential for excellence and willingness to ability to contribute to teaching and scholarly research and yada yada while maintaining an inclusive, equitable, and collegial work environment across all activities. All applicants to the opportunity must self-identify as black. That's what it says. That's the final thing. The job description also states, quote, all applicants to this opportunity must self-identify as black. Wow. What the frick does that even mean? I mean, so basically Rachel Dolezal should apply for the job.
All they're saying is you just have to walk in there and say, hey, I'm black.
You can't self-identify what you're not.
Right.
I can't self-identify. Okay, so let's pick some things in life.
Well, I'm not a dolphin.
Oh.
I don't have fins.
Okay. I can't even swim fast. All right. So I am not a pilot, but please let me fly that plane. I identify as a pilot today. How about this? My Jeep Gladiator identifies as a Prius. Can I use the economy parking?
Excuse me. I did watch an ER movie last night. I am a surgeon now.
Oh, there you go. I stayed at the Holiday Express. Yes. Let me pull that tooth for you. All right. So here what we're saying here, there's no merit-based hiring here going on. You're starting off by labeling things, but we've seen it. How about this? How about the guy who's been making all the headlines right now? Our man, Samuel Brenton. I say our man. He doesn't like to be called a man. But he is. He's a dude. NBC News. NBC. Storyline December 13th, 2 days ago. Headline. History-making non-binary government official is out of a job after theft accusations. Let's be clear about this. He's a nut. All right? He is mentally unstable and was unfit to hold a top secret security clearance, and the whole world knew it. And they hired him for the position anyway for no other reason except to say they broke the glass ceiling of hiring a non-binary cross-dressing individual with an engineering degree to hold a top secret security clearance and a major deputy undersecretary position in our government. It's beyond the pale. He is now pending felony charges for multiple thefts. Because he has a fetish for women's clothes, he was stealing women's luggage at airports and trucking them away. And then at some point, he was trying to explain it away, saying, well, okay, in fact, I'll be honest with you, NBC irritates me too because NBC bought right into his pronouns. NBC is excusing all the... NBC is not excusing the theft, but they are also, though, giving him a pass on the things that should have disqualified him from the hiring in the first place, like the fact that he has a long history of very questionable and overtly disturbing behavior. Posting pictures of himself with bondage and giving people wearing bondage and animal masks and giving lectures and seminars on kink and fetish and... talking about how children in school should be allowed to keep information from their parents if they're gay or trans. And this guy was applying for a job, and someone looked him over and went, by the way, I had a TS clearance. I can tell you what it takes to get a TS clearance. And I know that the five-year and sometimes even sooner re-evals they have to go through and the requirements you have to pursue to maintain it, and you have to report strange behaviors and foreign contacts, and they look at your finances, and they want your fingerprints and all these things. Did they just bypass it? Are you telling me they didn't bother doing a mere Google search on the guy's name? Well, when you're not doing merit-based hiring, of course they didn't. And so using his pronouns, they and them, NBC says Brenton said they became nervous that people would think they stole the bag, so they left the clothes from the bag inside the drawers of a hotel room and then took the bag to the airport with them. Yeah. More on this when I get back. Let's take a break right now, Boomer, before I run out of time. Top of the hour coming up, by the way. Congressman Barry Moore will be on the line with us. We'll talk to him about things going on in D.C. before we move into the rest of the show. Right now, I'm going to wrap up this section on merit-based hiring. What happens when your boss looks you right in the eye and says, we didn't hire that guy because he was white? We have too many of those already. That's the words. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. I am in number one of the Triple Dipper, merit-based hiring. Let's wrap this thing up a little bit because I think you've gotten the point. But nonetheless, let me throw out a couple more. First of all, I will point out Kamala Harris, our vice president. Yeah, there was a whole glass ceiling discussion about her, and boy, the press has given her a pass. Been on the cover of Vogue and all the other great magazines that have given us no indication of her ability to govern. None. And if you remember, too, she was probably one of the most derisive when it came to Joe Biden on the campaign trail. And, oh, by the way, she got like less than 1% of the vote in the primary. She dropped out of the primary because nobody wanted her. Nobody approved of her. She had nothing in her own party that said, hey, she is the one to govern us. And what did the Biden administration do? Well, they solidified the whole check-the-box mentality, and they made sure they created a intersectionality glass ceiling to crow over, and they brought her in as the vice president, even though she had zero popularity on the campaign trail. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Pete Buttigieg, but he had far more popularity on the campaign trail than she did. Or for that matter, Spartacus, Cory Booker, he had, you know, at least some measure of chutzpah on the campaign trail. Now, he drives me crazy. But she had nothing except that she met certain criteria they were looking for. They needed a minority-based female in the administration just to win some hearts and minds, I guess. How about Ketanji Brown Jackson? Now, I said this in my monologue earlier. Ketanji Brown Jackson actually has a really good resume. You know, now, not if you're a conservative, but what I'm saying is, she is not disqualified by virtue of her resume from being on the Supreme Court. And she has, you know, even if she had never ascended to the Supreme Court, she would be able to retire one day with a great career. That being said, if I were Ketanji Brown Jackson, I'd be a little miffed knowing that there's an asterisk next to my name that said, the President of the United States himself, thehill.com. Let me just do this. TheHill.com, written by Jonathan Turley earlier this year, February of this year. Wink and a nod nomination, who really is Ketanji Brown Jackson? He says that he points out her nomination came basically on the heels of what he called Biden's unnecessary and unprecedented pledge to consider only black females for a vacancy on the court. The very type of threshold criteria the court itself has declared unconstitutional or unlawful for schools or businesses. He said, with a sterling academic and professional resume, she deserved a much better framing and timing for her nomination. Yes, she did. But that's what happens. People will always question who she is on the Supreme Court. That never happened to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That never happened to any of the other females who have gone to the court. Oh, no, no. You had the guy who's in charge of the nominating process, the President of the United States, who literally said, I will appoint a black woman. That meant that nobody else was qualified if they didn't have that base criteria first. That is not merit-based hiring. Lastly, folks, I'll just point out, there seems to be, you know, an obvious and discriminatory capacity written into this. In an effort to prove that they are woke and they are, you know, on top of things and that DEI is so important to them, we're looking at an administration right now that is literally hiring people just the opposite of what the law says they should. And sooner or later, there's going to wind up being a lawsuit. And rightfully so. When people like Samuel Brinton get jobs with top secret security clearances and other more qualified people were put aside because they didn't check the boxes, someone somewhere is going to bring the lawsuit and put an end to this. All right, folks, that's enough of that. Merit-based hiring coming up next. Congressman Barry Moore. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.